I'm Shekinah.
I'm Ulrich.
I'm Eva.
I'm Gordon.
I'm Zaki.
I'm Rion.
Hello, we are Wawa!
Hello, welcome to the Tales from the Wawa.
Hello, welcome to Tales from the Wawa.
Hello, welcome to Tales from Wawa.
Hello, welcome to Tales from Wawa.
Tales from the Wawa.
This is a tale from the Wawa. It takes us back from the far, far, back to the date 1878, when a building was erected that now is protected. It's located up in Havistock Hill, where young people like to chill. It's the memory, lots of history, with many great names, with the changed the paths our young people walk today. Protecting London from bombs, with the sirens ringing, with the held people of today in the building to keep people singing. That's it.
For our Easter 2019 holiday project, we have been researching the rich history and stories of the Old Town Hall in Belsize Park, home of Wack Cart since the year 2000. The Town Hall was built in 1877 and opened in 1878.
Before our building was erected, Belsize Park was a large green space and Tavistock Hill was the main passage into London from the north. Farmers used to bring their livestock into town down this road. T.S. Eliot is one of the most famous poets of the 20th century. He got married to Vivian Hayward at Cambridge. They were married at Hampstead Registry Office in Town Hall on the 26th of June 1915. Here is a sung poem from one of his poems.
Snippet from one of his poems, yes. The poem is called Gus the Theatre Cat.
Gus is the cat at the theatre door. His name, as I ought to have told you before, it's really asparagus that's such a fuss to pronounce that we usually call him Gus. His coat's very shabby. He's thin as a rag, and he suffers from palsy that makes his pal shake. Yet he was in this was used quite the smartest cats of, but no longer a terror to mice and to rats.
But what about that basement? Is it the basement where they hide in hiding in the World War? Off we go, Zaki. There's stuff down there. Be careful, Zaki.
So please hold on to the rail.
Well, it's dusty here.
Wow. That's where they used to hide. It's wicked, you know, Vicky. There's a big crack in the wall.
And there's some drawings.
Attention, right. Attention!
What did you say, Chicago?
I said there's a drawing there.
Of what?
Of a lady. What about this writing thing down there? And there's another figure there as well.
I can't read no writing.
It says Orient. It looks like a cave.
So, I have a story to tell. So on the 4th of October, 1940, the town hall was bombed. And after the 1940 bombings, it was decided that they needed more shelters in this area for people in Belsize Park.
Okay.
And so what they did is they got Belsize Park tube station and they built that into a deep shelter. So you had to go deep underground to shelter from the bombs. And they made bunk beds and medical posts and kitchens and sanitation bathrooms and all that sort of stuff down in the shelter in Belsize Park Station. And they also made beds for 9,600 people in the station. And so each tunnel was divided into four sections, and it says each section had bunks fitted along the outside wall, a single bunk at the top and a double bunk in the middle and a single bunk at the bottom, so three layers of bunks. There were 4,380 bunks, and each bunk was given to a named person. So it would have a little name on it for who was allowed to sleep in that bed. And if that person didn't turn up, then nobody could sleep in the bed, because they wanted to know who'd come for shelter and who hadn't come for shelter. And it might be that the people who hadn't come for shelter had got killed in the war. And so all of these pictures are by a really famous artist called Henry Moore. And he was really fascinated by what happened in Belsize Park. So if you look at the pictures on the wall, you can see lots and lots and lots of people sleeping in a tunnel. Can you see that?
Yeah,
and
I can see.
If you look at some of them, they're in bunk beds.
Yeah, there's some here. Even those ones, lots of sleeping people in a row in a tube.
Yeah.
And there's some of them like really close to each other, like bugs in the rug.
Yeah, exactly. They squeezed a lot of people down there, didn't they?
Yeah, it's a lot of bugs.
The train comes along, bang!
Yeah, and there's coats and bunk beds under and top and all over around.
Oh!
minutes.
And this is really cold in the tunnel.
Cold.
Yeah, it's
freezing. What about my children? My children!
There's another one! There's another one!
Where's our family? Bro.
Have a stop hill, so that's our area here, and that whole area there was really, really heavily bombed. So that's why they had to build the shelters.
There's a lot of them in Finchley Road.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of them here, mostly here.
Yeah.
But Primrose Hill, there's like a few, like 5 and 10 of them here.
Yeah.
But here, it's a bit spacious but different.
Yeah, but they even bombed all the heath as well, the whole area, because there's people living in, so they bombed everywhere, didn't they?
Wow, it's like dot, 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 dot everywhere.
So you can see why they wanted to build the shelters, yeah? This, you can see why this sort of space was important.
Yes.
What's the temperature like in here?
It's a bit cold, but more breezy, lukewarm. But I bet it's really shivering. That's why they all wear their own blankets and coats to keep them warm, or even hug them tightly with each other. That's why.
God.
It must be terrible because some of them had to leave food behind and some of them get hungry. Because that's why they give them all like tips, like build your own shelter, and always advise them to make sure they got vegetables and fruit from their garden instead of going to the shops, and to get their belongings just in case if they need any emergencies.
That's the picture of where they got into the air raid shelter.
Who would like to spend the night in here?
No, not me, thank you for the protect
only. Because you've been voted Zaki,
But Zaki, what happened if we were born in this actual century?
Huh?
If there was no place to go, where could we hide?
Hiding
that bin. But there's bins outside there, and what if we got bombed in one of them?
Well, we've got to stay here.
Yeah, well, I think we should stay here. But it's stood in the way, so everybody in the future knows what it is.
Hello. Thank you. Upstairs.
Oh, it's warmer out here, isn't it?
Well, it's full of webs here.
Can you feel how warm it is when you come out?
Wow, that's the secret.
What do you think of it down
basement.
Creepy, yeah.
I can't wait to tell my mum that I have went to an actual part of our secret place. Me and Alicia were researching is about Una Marson, who's
Jamaican.
The first Jamaican black woman who is an actual writer and a
feminist.
Who's fighting for women and men and for rights for work as well. And she worked really hard in Jamaica, but she didn't go to college. And she was born in 1905, the 6th of February. And she was working in school, and she was the youngest in her family, which is out of six siblings. And she absolutely had been very intelligent when she was 10 years old. And when she didn't go to college, she decided to work as a volunteer and a social worker in Jamaica, in Kingston, when she moved there. And then in
1932, yeah.
Yes, she moved to London in Peckham, in southeast London. And she was working in of typing stuff for the BBC. And but back in Jamaica, she got in her one of her CV stuff. She was the first Jamaican person, who is a female, had actually got the League of. What was the lead thing?
I don't know. She's the first female editor and publisher of her own magazine.
Yeah, as Alicia was saying. Yeah, that was said in her CV part of her jobs.
How old was she, do you remember?
21.
Yeah.
And when she was in London, she worked really, really extra hard to fight for people's voices. And she actually did a actual video type of channel in CBBC for Caribbean voices.
Wow!
For people's opinions and share their stories. What year was it?
It was in 1941.
Yeah, 1941 when she first started it. She used to call it something different.
Yeah, she called it the Calling of the West Indies.
Yeah, calling out the West Indies,
and then
which
she
is the Caribbean.
It. She changed it to Caribbean Voice.
Yeah, and then she called it to Caribbean Voices, just to share people's interests.
Did you want to share one of her poems?
But she written so many poems.
It's a short little poem.
But some of them she written the impact was as well.
Where is it? There it is.
Zaki. There's a poem called The Nightfall.
Yeah.
How tender the heart grows at the twilight hour, more sweet seems the perfume of the sunless flower. Come quickly, wings of night, the twilight hurts too deep.
Love the dance.
It's so good, mate.
Good. Yeah, they do.
It's like really magical. I like another spot.
Zaki.
You having a good time?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Is this the best party of the season?
Sure is, sir.
Yeah, totally.
Hello, what's your name?
pouch together. Are you having a nice time, Eva?
Oh, yeah.
Jolly good. And are you looking to, are you looking to dance the night away tonight?
Oh, no.
Good. Very good. What are you looking to do?
Oh, I very much enjoy a social dance with friends and meeting new acquaintances.
Wonderful. Hello, young man. What's your name?
Gordon.
Are you having a lovely time at the party?
Yeah.
Good. Are you playing to dance?
No.
Are you watching
people dance? I'm watching people dance.
Okay, that's fine.
We're dancing separately. Lucky, there's a sink that we can use for the sound.
We hope you enjoyed Tales from the Wawa. Thank you for listening. Please visit Wakot. You can for more information and follow us on social media.